the New Antioch Christian Fellowship of Stafford, Virginia, the way church was meant to be. In 2015, we are watching a beautiful unfolding of God's plan, and you are all part of it. Join Apostle Kyron and Associate Pastor Kimberly Buford and the NACF of Stafford Church family as we step into the year of greater. It is time to possess the land. Tune in every Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, at Breaking Chains with Young Adult Talk, live at 858-357-9137 to see what God has to say to you.
Praise the Lord, and thank you for joining us this morning on Breaking Chains with New Antioch Christian Fellowship of Stafford Sunday Morning Worship. This is Pastor Kimberly Buford, and Apostle Kyron Buford is on the line. And we thank you all for joining us this morning. Our scripture for this morning from Psalm 57, beginning at verse 7, "My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Wake up, my glory, awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations, for thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth." Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Apostle, do you want to lead us in prayer?
Amen. Father God, we thank you this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for keeping us safe during this snow blizzard. Lord, we pray for all of the families who have been impacted by this weather. God, that you continue to keep them warm and keep their families safe. In spite of the conditions outside, God, we still bless you and glorify your name. Father, we come asking for repentance today. We repent for each sin that we've committed against you, against your word, against your way. Now, God, we pray that even though we are not in the physical location and we're meeting together by virtue of radio and the internet, God, we pray that your anointing, your spirit, your power, your Holy Ghost glory will still be manifest today. We still pray for deliverance, God, of our people. We still pray for the God, the presence of your glory, even on the telephone line, Father. We still pray for the healing in our bodies, the healing of our hearts and our spirits, God. We still pray for deliverance, God, from those things that
are not like
you in our life. Pray that you will give us divine revelation of your word today, Father, that as the word goes forward, it will find the good ground of our hearts to be planted right there. And then, God, to take root in our lives and bear forth much fruit. We thank you, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus this morning over our lives. We pray for each member, each visitor, each friend, God, of New Antioch Christian Fellowship. And, God, we thank you for all that you are doing in our lives and everything that
thank
shall
you,
be done. We bless you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. And our worship this morning, I am a friend of God. Hallelujah.
Who am I that you are mindful of me? That you hear me when I
I am a friend of God.
friend. Oh, 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 oh.
For calling us friend. Thank you for watching us and covering us and keeping us and holding on to us, God. Amen. Amen. If you would all repeat after me for our morning's personal confessions and prayers of praise. Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Over my spirit.
Over my spirit.
My soul and my body. Jesus has been made unto me wisdom.
Jesus has been made unto me wisdom.
Righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. I can do all things. Through Christ who strengthens me. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I do not want. My God supplies all my needs. According to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. I do not fret or have anxiety about anything.
I do not have a care.
I have the mind of Christ. And hold the thoughts, purposes of his heart. I am a believer and not a doubter. I hold fast to my confession of faith. I decide to walk by faith and practice faith. My faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Jesus is the author and the developer of my faith. Prayers of praise. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tested and tried. He is a shield to all those who take refuge and put their trust in him. Amen. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart
that the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart
be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. My firm, impenetrable rock and my redeemer.
My firm, impenetrable rock and my redeemer.
Your word has revived me and given me life. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven.
Forever, O Lord, your word is settled
in heaven.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you.
Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you.
So will I bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. And his name is Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you this morning, Lord God. We bless you this morning. And the mission of the New Antioch Christian Fellowship, the mission of the New Antioch Christian Fellowship.
The mission of the New Antioch Christian Fellowship
is to proclaim the kingdom of God. Preach salvation through Jesus.
Preach salvation through Jesus.
And equip God's people for service. Hallelujah. God, we bless you today. We thank you for this privilege of worshiping you. Hallelujah. We will have another song. A worship song, and then we will go into the apostle's message this morning. Amen. Hallelujah.
I want to introduce to you right now a close friend and brother. To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman. Be blessed.
Everybody.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
What a great song this morning to start off the message and the word of God.
Amen.
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 The Lord truly has spoken. He has spoken, and what he said is going to be so.
Amen.
Have I got a witness here? Whatever God
Amen.
Has already said is going to be so.
Amen.
Amen. The songwriter said, God has spoken. I already heard it in my spirit. He's spoken already. I heard it already.
Amen.
So therefore, let the church say amen, because when God spoke it, that's it. He sealed it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, we just thank the Lord for even the 3 feet of snow we got outside.
Amen.
Amen. It just proves that, you know, if you have a mind to worship the Lord, no matter what the circumstances are, you will find a way to worship God. Amen.
Amen.
We don't bring God excuses. We just bring him our faith.
That's
so
right.
Even though we can't drive on the road, you can't even go out into your driveway for all the snow, we can still dial in and have worship and praise the Lord and connect with one another. So
Amen.
I think, you know, that's a great day. That's a great, it's just a great demonstration of faithfulness, you know, that the body of Christ possesses. And don't be confused. We're not the only ones online this morning. There are, I think, several churches I've heard of across the region are all, you know, having to dial in today and have online a live streaming service. So I thank God for the technology that allows us to even connect.
Yeah.
We can't even go outside the door and drive. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, it's time for a word from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord is still in the healing, it's still in the blessing, it's still in the saving business. And when I think about how good he is to us and to me specifically, I'm humbled. I'm really humbled about the goodness of God, because I can admit to myself, I don't deserve it. Amen.
Amen.
I don't deserve it. And when you know what God has done for you in spite of you, that ought to humble somebody. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. When you can still be blessed in spite of yourself, that's a humbling experience.
Yeah.
You know, to me, it brings new understanding to the term, but God. But God.
Yeah.
But God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So, with that being said, today's word comes from the book of Romans, chapter 8, starting at verse number 1. Romans, written by the Apostle Paul. Romans, chapter 8, and verse 1. Amen. If you don't have your Bible, you can, pull up your Bible on your computer and go to Bible Hub and punch in Romans chapter 8 on Bible Hub, and it'll pull up the whole chapter for you. Amen. When you have it, say amen.
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 All right. Romans chapter 8, verse number 1, and it reads, "There's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Now watch this. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity or an enemy against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God." All right, highlight that now. Those
Amen.
Who are in the flesh cannot please God. "But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you." Now he prefaced that by saying, "If indeed." Amen. See, that "if indeed," it challenges your confession.
Amen.
"But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you.
No, anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Amen.
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 I want to talk for just a moment. Christ be in you.
Amen.
If Christ be in you. Amen.
Amen.
It says, if you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, but if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you, you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If the spirit of God dwells in you, that takes you out of the flesh, in other words. If you have confessed and you have repented and you have made your mind to serve the Lord, he says, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, you are not in the flesh, which means you should not be controlled by the flesh if the Spirit of God dwells inside you. Have I got a witness here?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
I say amen to myself,
amen.
Then.
Amen.
If you have the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit inside you, you should not be controlled by your flesh, because there's a greater authority on the inside of you. Amen. You know the word that says, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world.
Amen.
Yes.
When you have the Holy Spirit inside you, there's a greater authority inside you. Amen. That should regulate your lifestyle.
Yes.
So that means that if I'm walking after the spirit and not the flesh, then the flesh should not have dominion over me.
Yeah.
I should be able to put my flesh under subjection. Amen?
That's right.
And so in this particular book of Romans, Paul deals with the conflict of the spirit and the old nature. He's dealing with our conflict. Amen? We have a conflict going on between the two natures, the old nature and the new nature. Amen? He takes the first verse and assures us that, listen, there is no condemnation. You're not condemned if you walk in Christ Jesus. He understood that there's a war taking place between our members, between the spirit and the body, and that God will not sentence you to hell or pronounce judgment on you, declare you guilty because of your past. When you have come to Christ, everything I did before I came to Christ has been covered by the blood of Jesus. Let me say that again. Everything
That's
I
right.
did prior to coming to Christ, all my bad stuff, all the stuff that was embarrassing and shameful stuff I did before coming to Christ, when I come to Christ, all that stuff is covered under the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen. So that means that I cannot be condemned by stuff I did before I came to Christ. Now I'm talking about spiritually. Amen. I cannot be sentenced to hell for stuff I did in the past before I came to Jesus. Because when I came to Jesus, everything I did before I came to him has been covered by him.
Thank God.
Have I got a witness?
Amen.
Amen. That's why he said there is therefore now no condemnation to them who be in Christ Jesus, who walk after the spirit and not the flesh. Amen. So I'm not condemned any longer. I'm not condemned. Now, before I came
to Jesus,
I was guilty and I was condemned and I was guilty of my sin.
Yeah.
Amen. And I was rightfully condemned for my sin, because I was outside the will of God and I was walking and living and dwelling in sin. And we know that no sin will glory in his presence. And no sin will enter into the kingdom of heaven. And so when I came to Jesus, he washed my sins away by his blood.
Thank you,
that's
Lord.
Why he came, amen, to this earth. Amen. He said, for what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God did it by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin.
Yes,
he condemned sin in the flesh that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled. Now, listen, the righteous requirement was the wages of sin is death.
Yes.
That was the righteous requirement of the law. Amen. But because the Lord sent Christ Jesus in his flesh, to condemn sin, he became the sacrifice for our sin. He shed his blood for our sin. Amen. That negated the requirement of me perishing because of my sin, because he became death for me. He died in my place.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. I don't know about y'all, but man, I'm glad to have Christ Jesus today in my life and my spirit. I'm glad to be saved. I'm glad to be born again. I'm glad to know that what I did before, it can't condemn me now. Amen.
Amen.
Let me say that again.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm glad to know that, hallelujah, what I did before cannot condemn me now. Somebody say, I got away. I escaped.
I got away.
Amen.
Amen.
I got away. Amen. I got away by the blood, not because I was slick,
hallelujah,
not because I was crafty, not because I was clever, but I got away because I was smart enough to know I need help. I need Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so Jesus, as our master, has washed our sins away. Because, amen, we now are walking after the spirit and not the flesh. And we strive to do those things that please him. Does anybody know what striving means? Does anybody know what it means to strive to please God? Amen. Let me break it down for you. I'm striving to please God, which means that I have to make an effort to please God. I don't just automatically please God. Amen. I have to strive to please God. I have to make a decision. I have to make an effort to use my members to please the Lord. That's why Paul said, I got to put this body under subjection, because the good that I want to do, I won't do because of sin that dwells in me. And the sin I don't want to do, I end up doing because of sin, because of my flesh, because I'm weak. Amen. So I have to strive, which means I have to make an effort. I got to make a concerted, a conscious effort to please the Lord.
I strive
to do those things that please him. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We have to try to live as he would have us to live and be faithful in our walk with him. See, every day you wake up, I know you're saved. I know you're sanctified and Holy Spirit filled. Yeah, I know all we've heard all that since time immemorial. But every moment you wake up, every day you wake up, you got to make a decision.
Hallelujah.
You have to make a choice. I'm going to strive to please the Lord. I'm going to strive to do what's right. Don't you know every day you got a choice to either do what's right or do what's wrong? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, listen, every day you are not inside the four walls of the church where there's agreement and there's unity that gives you power and encouragement. You know, you're in the church for maybe 3-4 hours on a Sunday, and that's it. And the rest of the week, you're out there on your own.
That's right.
See, when you're among like-minded people, it's easier to have that confession of faith. It's easier to be on fire for the Lord. It's easy because you draw from each other. That's what the Bible says, where there's unity, there's strength. But now when I'm outside that confinement, when I'm outside those four walls, I've got to make an effort and a decision to strive to please the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to make a decision every day. Every day I got to get up and make a decision. Okay, God, today I'm going to try and do what's right. Today, God, I'm going to strive. I'm fighting to please you.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
I'm not going to let my temper get the better of me. I'm not going to let my young folks get the better of me. I'm not going to let my weaknesses get the better of me. I'm striving every day to do what's right. And
hallelujah,
all of us are fighting every day to please the Lord and do what's right.
Amen. Amen.
So it can be easy to just let it go and retaliate and act in kind or act like the world would have us act, but we make an effort and a decision every day to please the Lord and to do what's right. Amen. That's why we say if Christ be in us, we ought to act like he's inside of us and know that peace greater than what's on the outside of us that's trying to encourage us or to distract us or delay us or have us doing things we ought not be doing.
Jesus.
Amen. Paul said in verse 2 that the law of the spirit of life in Christ has made me free from the law of sin and death. There's a law that takes place in the universe. You have to understand that there a universe is governed by natural and spiritual laws.
Amen.
You hear a natural law? Okay, if water reaches a certain temperature, it begins to boil, it's hot. If I stick my hand in hot water, I'm going to get burned. Amen? We have a law of gravity, which means it's going to hold things on the earth, gravity. That's, if I jump, I'm going to fall. If I jump off a building, I'm coming right down to the ground. I'm not going to be floating. Amen? I'm coming right down because the law of gravity dictates that what goes up has to come down.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, we got the social laws in place to keep the society civilized. If you commit a crime, you go to jail. Amen.
Yeah.
You break the speed limit, I'm gonna give you a ticket. You're going too fast. I'm gonna have to slow you down some. We have laws. This universe is governed by laws, and it's also governed by spiritual laws. We got natural. We have social laws. Have scientific laws, and we also have spiritual laws.
Yes.
There's a law called the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death stipulates that the soul that sins shall die. There's another law that God has for us, that's the law of faith. If we have faith to believe that Christ is the Son of God and that he died and rose again the third day, has all power in heaven and earth, he said, you shall be saved. The law of faith says that, listen, the law of faith says that without faith it is impossible. To please God.
Yeah, amen.
But if you have the faith of a mustard seed, just a little bit of faith, you can move mountains. Now, I like getting a little deep here because when you talk about you can move with the faith of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move, and be cast into yonder sea. You can move mountains. Amen. Well, listen, every spiritual law has an analogy attached to it. Listen, even though this might not be a physical mountain in my way, but there's a mountain of trouble in my way. There's a mountain of bills and debt in my way. There's a mountain of, circumstances in my way. If I got the faith of a mustard seed, let me speak to this mountain of unemployment, this mountain of debt, amen, this mountain of trouble in my family, this mountain of unrest in my social life, in my family, whatever. See, you got to be able to symbolize some things in the Bible also. Don't be always all super spiritual, amen, and always literal. Sometimes you have to symbolize what your thing represents. Amen. And so if I've been unemployed for 3 months, this one we can all relate to being unemployed and your money getting funded. We can relate to that because we work in a society that's moved by money. Amen. So
amen.
Let me use what you can relate to.
That's right.
If I got a mountain of debt, this mountain is it's not a physical mountain like Mount Everest and Mount St. Helens, but it's a mountain of bills and debt and past due car notes and past due mortgages. I got this mountain in my way. He said you got the faith of a mustard seed. Amen. You can speak to this mountain, God, I'm going to trust your word that some kind of way, somehow, you're going to move these bills, these debts. I need somewhere to live, God. I can't afford to be unemployed or homeless. I'm just trusting you, God, through your word that you're going to move this debt, this mountain of debt out of my way.
Amen.
How can God do it? You know what? God will give you faith before he give you money. He'll give you faith. He'll send somebody along your way to just retire all them debts out your way for you, to bless you.
Yes,
happened before. It has happened. Amen. Folks have gone to church and made a confession and let the man of God know what's going on, and somebody stood and said, you know what? I can pay that bill. I'll pay that bill for you. I'll pay that car note for you. I'm saying myself that it's happened before. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And that mountain got moved. If you got the faith to let the man of God know and you release that word in the house of God, God has sent somebody to bless you.
Hallelujah, yes.
I've heard tell of people in church made a confession to move a mountain, and they were unemployed, and somebody in the same church would, look, I got a business. I need some help. I'll give you a job. Bam. There you go. Mountain is moved.
Hallelujah.
Amen. My household is 3 months behind, Pastor Man of God. That's my mountain. And somebody said, hey, look, I'll pay you a 3-month mortgage right now. I'll pay you. I believe God. He can send me to bless somebody, and I see I got $5,000 to pay your pass through mortgage. You know, that's how God does things. If you say
Hallelujah.
You got the faith of a mustard seed, God will send. See, God uses people to bless people.
Yes, he does.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
You know the saying, you've been blessed to be a blessing?
That's right.
Amen. God has blessed folks who understand where the blessing came from. They understand the principles of giving and sowing and reaping. Amen. And they know that, you know, 10 years ago that was me in the same situation. I can identify. I can relate to that situation. So I'm going to do what I can do to bless this woman or this man of God and move this mountain out their way.
Amen. That's right.
See, a lot of times you're not going through your problem just for you. You're going through it for somebody else so that when God brings
Hallelujah.
You to the other side of getting there, amen, you can reach back
uh-huh.
and bless somebody else.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen. That's why when people say, I don't have to go to church, yes, you do. You need to be among the assembly of the believers in Christ Jesus because
Hallelujah.
You never know who's going to be assigned by God to bless you.
Come on. That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
You need to connect with a local assembly, a local body of Christ. Amen. You need to connect with somebody because God got somebody in the house of God who don't mind blessing you.
Hallelujah.
And you know, when people stay outside, I'm going to say this. If you feel like you're hurt, I'm sorry. I ain't sorry. It is what it is. God has
All
assigned
right.
people to be a blessing in your life. Amen. But you sit home and don't come to church and don't, you know, get inside the house of God. And God got folks just waiting to bless you and do for you and bless you and your family, amen. And we get so cross contaminated with stuff in the world that we won't even come to the house of God where the blessings are.
My God.
And God got somebody right there to bless you, you and your situation. But you won't even show up and get the blessing. Amen. I got folks
amen.
I wanted to bless. Listen. There are folks I wanted to bless before in the ministry. I wanted to be a blessing to them. Amen. And I was going to even take it to their house. But God said, no, let them come to the house of God and get blessed. If they show up, I got something for them. If they show up, I'm going to bless them. I wanted to bless them. I wanted to put them in their pocket. And God said, if they don't show up, don't worry about it. If they show up, release their seed
Hallelujah.
And bless them. If they don't show up, don't worry about it. Do you know how many folks can miss their blessing because they won't come to church?
Come on now.
You know, it's like, God is saying, listen, I will meet you where you, if you come, I got something for you. But if you don't do your part, that's, you're going to miss out if you don't do your part.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says, forsake not the fellowship of the assembly of yourselves together in the book of Hebrews. It's something to be said for coming to the house of God. There are blessings
Amen.
There. Amen.
Hallelujah.
There's provision. There's provision in the house of God.
Amen.
It don't make any sense, man, if you got a need and we got to track you down for a need to bless you.
Come on, preacher.
Everybody, that, listen, they came to the house, to the temple, and God blessed them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to do your part.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. If Christ is in you, you ought to be doing your part. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, Paul writes in the book of Romans, he is detailed in his writing. He gives the cause and the effect of our action and the reward and the penalty of our decision. Now, I'm going to stop right there. The doors of the church is open. Paul gives us the cause and the effect of our action and the reward and the penalty of our decision.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what he says in verse 5. So they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. In other words, if your main concern is to please the flesh and just do the things that make you feel good, look good, and all this good stuff, you're not going to have time for Jesus.
That's right.
You ought to make time for the Lord. You got to have time. You got to make time for Lord, the Lord. That's why the Bible says, seek you first the kingdom of God and righteousness and all these things that be added to you. Don't you know God still got that mountain moving power right now? It is saying yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeah.
He still has that mountain moving power. But you got to do your part. The Lord says,
that's right,
seek first
mama.
The kingdom of God and his righteousness. You got to do your part. He didn't say go seek the club first. Hello, somebody. You got to seek your part first. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. You know, it's something to be said for being among the household of faith and for those who love the Lord. Yeah, I know.
Amen.
We have our issues and we have our problems and we sometimes have disagreements, but I'd rather have a disagreement inside the body of the church than outside.
Yes, yes.
Amen. You know, we're still human. Sometimes we have disagreement, and that's all well and good. It's part of the territory. Amen. But I'd rather have a disagreement with my brother and sister in Christ, and we work it out together and come to resolution than be outside the body of Christ.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
As long as you seek after the flesh, you will never have true peace. It's temporary. It's lasting.
Yes, yes.
There will always be something missing when you're outside the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You never really find what you're looking for when you're outside the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That was
Amen.
A song in the late 80s, and I know I don't remember the name of it, but it always the hook was, I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Come on now.
Amen.
Yeah.
As long as you're searching outside of the parameters of Christ, you'll never find what you're looking for. You never have enough pleasure. You never find enough joy. It's always temporary. You know, it's never enough to sustain you. It's not sustainable. Anything you get from the world is temporary. That's why the Bible says, heaven and earth might pass away, but my word will last forever. The only thing that's going to last forever is the pleasure that we receive from following Jesus. Hallelujah. You got to have Jesus. You're not going to find true joy unless you go through Jesus. You're not going to find true peace unless you go through Jesus. You're not going to find true love unless you go through Jesus. Why? Because he is eternal, not temporary.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, when I do funerals and we go through to the grave site to deposit the body, and we have our final words, we always end it by saying, man that is born of woman is of a few days and full of trouble. Did you catch that? That is born of woman is of a few days and full of trouble. That's why the Bible says we got to set up a treasure card we set up in heaven where the moth and the rust can't break through and corrupt. Because on this side of eternity is temporary.
Yeah.
And the Bible says, what is your life but a vapor that appears for just a little while and then it's no more.
No more.
Man that is born of woman is of a few days and full of trouble.
That's right.
Think about that. So that's why you never find sustainable peace in this world. Whatever peace you may have on this side that you got from the world, it'll come to an end eventually. It's gonna come to a close. Amen. But if Christ be in you, you'll find true peace. You'll find true joy. You'll find true love. You'll find contentment. You'll find satisfaction.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
You'll find wholeness and completeness, and you'll be resolute. Amen. You'll find these things in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's why it's so important that we allow the Lord to reside in us, to live inside of us. We got to denounce ourselves. We got to deny ourselves and put our flesh under subjection and come to Jesus, man. We got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. To be carnally minded is death. It's death, it's death, it's death. To be carnally minded, to be fleshly minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Hallelujah.
You know why it's life and peace?
Hallelujah.
Because it changes your priorities. It changes your focus on stuff. You know, I was telling my wife, I looked over on Facebook, and, you know, in our hometown, we have Mardi Gras every year, and it's a big deal. It's the oldest celebration of carnival in America. It started in our hometown almost, 190 years ago, and it's a big deal. People come from all over the country, man, to come to Mobile for Mardi Gras. And then you know, another byproduct of that is people go to balls and dressed up in tuxedos and evening gowns, and they make it's a real big deal. It's a big deal. But as I saw the pictures being posted on Facebook, I was like, you know what? That don't mean nothing to me.
Not important.
I don't care nothing about that. It don't excite me. It don't mean nothing to me because my mind is changing. I got peace in Christ Jesus. So that's what I'm bringing peace. My peace is in Christ. You know, it's temporary. It don't bring me no peace. I talked about a young man I grew up with, you know, some years ago, and I saw some of his posts on Facebook, and he's, you know, flossing and bragging about, I bought a new Mercedes Benz, and this is my new baby, and this kind of stuff. I'm thinking, man, we're in our 40s. You're still putting your hope on a car? Are you serious? And we, you know, we're in our mid to late 40s now. You're talking about a car? You celebrating a car, a vehicle? That don't bring me peace. It don't bring me joy. I'm like, man, you serious, man? You know, don't get me wrong. I like nice things. I like nice stuff. But that's not the end all to be all in my life no more.
Come on.
See, when you are carnally minded, you do stuff like that. You brag about you got a new piece of jewelry. You brag about a new name brand outfit. You brag about a new vehicle, a new car. You know, to me, it's a vehicle. It takes me from point A to point B. And if it looks nice, it's all well and good, but I'm not going to go on social media bragging about it. You know what I mean? It don't have that kind of value or that kind of impact on me. But when I know that I'm saved and I'm striving to please God every day and my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, and if I mess up, I can go and say, God, forgive me. I confess up when I mess up. That brings me peace. That brings me joy. Amen. To know where I'm going when I leave here. Amen. To know how I have life and I can have it more abundantly on this side. Hallelujah. You see, when you have a carnal mind, you become an enemy of God. The carnal mind is not subject to the law of God.
That's right.
Because God is not going to make you serve him. And if your carnal mind is not subject to the law of God, you know why? Because it's busy pleasing itself and being rebellious and doing things outside of the will of God.
Yeah.
It don't want to serve God. A carnal mind does not want to serve God.
It wants
to be rebellious. It's going to be disobedient to the law of God, to the Spirit, and to the will of God.
Amen.
You can tell when you got a carnal mind because you seek the actions of the flesh. You seek to please the flesh. You're lying. You're cheating. You're stealing. You're backbiting. Hatred. You know, all these things are actions of the flesh. Fornicating, adultery, whispering, witchcraft, rebellious, all these things are actions of the flesh. And then Paul said, so after all this, you know, that's what it means. So then, after all this stuff, things that are in the flesh cannot please God. Now that's sad. So you can't please the Lord in the flesh. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. So if Christ be in us, amen, we're going to do those things that are prudent, and we do those things that are pleasing to the Lord.
That's right.
Hallelujah. See, he makes a declaration that leaves no doubt about his redemptive work on the cross when he said, if Christ be in you, then this body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If Christ is in you, amen, if Christ is in us, we begin to live right. And listen. Now, listen to me very carefully here. I said, if Christ is in you, you begin to live right. You might not live perfect, but you live right.
Amen.
I don't live perfect, but I live right, which means when I make my mistake, I confess my mistakes also. Amen. I don't live perfect, but I live right. Hallelujah.
That's right.
If Christ be in me, I can humble myself and I can turn from my wicked ways. I'm so glad, hallelujah, that even though we got this battle in our mind every day to do what's right or do what's wrong,
I have turned from my wicked ways, and I will not, amen, allow the flesh to override my common sense or my spiritual commitment to Christ to do what's right. I'm not going to let the flesh tell me to go do something that's wrong, amen, because I know the end result. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep doing what's right in the sight of God because the Lord is inside of me. Amen. I serve a mighty and living God who's told me that the wages of my sin is going to be death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so if Christ is in us, amen, we're going to name him as our Savior. Amen. We're going to do something different about our life if we name Christ as our Savior.
Yes.
See, it's time now to make our grand decision. It's the grand finale of your decision. You got to love one and hate the other one. Amen.
That's
right. You have good religion. You walk after the spirit and not the flesh. We choose the spirit. We choose life. We choose Christ. Amen. I know who I am in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. I've come to cast all my cares and my burdens on him because he cared for me. Hallelujah. I made my mind up to follow him. And if he's in me, amen, I choose to be in him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have I got a witness?
Amen.
So today, church, listen, today
amen.
We got to make sure that we keep our minds made up to serve him, to do what's right, to not fall victim of the flesh, to not give in to the flesh, because in the flesh exists no good thing, and they that are in the flesh cannot please God. When you're in the flesh, you become an enemy of the Lord. I do not want to be an enemy of God because I'm in the flesh.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And so what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God did it by sending his own son in the likeness of his of sinful flesh. On account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh. He condemned it. Amen.
Amen.
That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh but according to the Spirit. He became sin for us on the cross. We'll talk about
Amen.
The redemptive work of Christ Jesus in Calvary, or on Calvary rather. He became sin for us on the cross. He shed his blood.
Yeah.
Amen. He gave his life for a ransom for many.
Yes. Yeah.
That if we call upon him and believe in him, we shall be saved. Hallelujah. So
Amen.
Listen, we have eternal life through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
As we walk this thing out, we have to desire to do what is right. Don't you know that when you make a decision, the Bible said we strive every day. We strive to please God, right? We strive to please God. And by
That's
doing
right.
that, the devil will lose influence over our life when we desire to do what's right.
Yes. Right.
Hallelujah. When it takes preeminence in our day-to-day living, whenever day I wake up, I desire to please God, the devil will lose
yeah.
influence. Look at your own life. Before you came to Christ, amen, you couldn't control your urge to do something that was wrong. When you came to Jesus, hallelujah, you got power from on high. To overcome the urge to do what's wrong.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
The Bible, you know, the lesson says, when you start desiring what is right, you gain an incredible advantage in spiritual warfare over the enemy and over yourself.
Amen.
See,
yes.
listen, church, having a wrong desire is not sin. Acting on a wrong desire is
wrong
sin.
Desire. Amen.
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 All
Amen.
Kind of stuff will cross your mind. That's why the Bible says we got to bring every thought under subjection.
Yeah.
Have I got a witness?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So remember, if Christ be in you, then we're going to live a certain way. We're going to overcome sin. We're going to overcome wrong desires. Amen. And we're going to overcome the world and the worldly ways. Hallelujah. Boy, it's time for altar call.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Father God, we thank you for your word today. Lord, we thank you for your holiness.
God, we thank you for being a part of our lives and for being in our lives. We thank you, God, for giving us a new revelation that we are not to be controlled by sin. We overcome sin by the word of God. Now, God, bless those who tune in this morning, amen, to hear, God, the word from you. And we pray, God, that this word will strike a nerve with somebody somewhere. God, it will bless those who hear it, Father. We thank you, Father, for your holy word, your holy scriptures this morning. And, God, we pray you keep us safe, secure, and protected. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Pastor Kim, you have any announcements?
Yes, we had to reschedule our Fourth Friday Fire and our new members class. We're going to try to reschedule those for this coming weekend. You will get a text. You will get a text from me letting you know the status of those things. And next Sunday is the last Sunday of January, and we should be able to be back in the building by that time. So. Govern yourselves accordingly. Amen. Are there any birthdays that I forgot about? I don't think I had any on the list. Amen. So, New Antioch, those are your announcements for today. Everything else will be online or be in a text message. You can visit www.nacfofstafford.org for further announcements. Y'all be blessed.
Amen. Amen. God bless you and keep you as my prayer. See you on Sunday. We'll be on the lookout for the text from the church as we submit following guidance for things that are coming up. And I love you all. God bless you and keep you. Still have the greatest church and the greatest leaders in the world.
Amen.
Amen.
God Amen.
Bless you, and we'll see you in a few days.
Amen.
Thank you for joining our Sunday morning worship service. We pray that you experience God's presence and receive abundantly from Him. Let's keep our engines filled throughout the week. Join us tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Motivational Monday with Apostle Kyron Buford. Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Bible Study. And Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Ladies Night with Elder Kimberly Buford and the Proverbs 31 Ladies. It's all on Breaking Chains, Young Adult Talk on Blog Talk Radio. See you there.